Ersatz Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Papa Biggs Show here on EarthSatsRadio.co.uk. I am Papa Biggs and we are here every single day of the week at 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. So come along and join us, just like this young man.
I've begun, I'm the co-host of very first son. I'm summer sun's son and I live in the sun. Spitting hot fire like from out of a gun. You better run to your radio and turn it on. We're the Papa Biggs crew, we do radio for fun. My rappers cause are poor but I picked a good drum. Are you stunned? The number of dams we give it equal to none. The introduction's done. Cause my name is Sun One.
What do you mean idiot? What's wrong with you? Why would you call me an idiot? Yeah, because
you can hear just at the end of my introduction there, you going, me.
Yeah, because that's me.
Yeah, it is you. Hello, someone. How
why
are you?
Why are you being so mean to me? We've only just started the episode.
How are you then?
I'm fine. In our sound check, you were insulting me as well, calling me rude names.
Rude names?
Yeah.
Really?
Sun Spaz. That's okay. Not the sort of thing I want to be called.
No, that's not nice, is it?
No, it's
not.
No,
that's not nice. What have we got coming up for today's show?
We've got trailers where we look at five trailers of films or TV that have come out in the past week and tell you what we think of them using our thumbs.
And we've got some rip-snorting, corky music for you because this is Ersatz Radio, home of great music.
And we'll talk about what we've been watching and what we've been reading in the last week.
Easy for you to say.
Incredibly easy for me to say.
Okay, so what should we start with? Let's tell people how they can get to us with the show.
You can get in contact with us at Biggs Papa on Twitter, The Papa Biggs Show on Facebook, SoundCloud, YouTube and Pinterest, at Ersatz Radio on Twitter, Ersatz Radio on Facebook, SoundCloud and YouTube, ersatzradio.co.uk and cafepress.co.uk/ersatzradio.
And don't forget, you can always email us at thepapabiggsradio@gmail.com and you can listen to us in podcast form on every single podcast service imaginable.
Ooh. That was Atmosphere by Joy Division, and that is because, you know, I played that one. Do you know why I played that one?
Because something to do with this week in general, like, is it his birthday or something? Is it Mr. Joy Division's birthday?
Mr. Joy Division, you mean Ian Curtis? Well, no. They're re-releasing Unknown Pleasures. Okay, that's why. And they're really, really pushing it in the media and social media, so I think it's going to do rather well, and they're going to be in the top 40 of the hit parade. And I think it's going to reach a whole new generation of young people. Anyway, let's do this.
There was a good segue there, because you talk about ad campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
And we're about to do trailers.
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
It's time for trailers.
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 Hip hip hooray, it's time for trailers, the part of the show where we look at five trailers for films, for TV, for video games, for everything imaginable, and we compile them into a list and we talk about them and we tell you what you think of them, and the list is on YouTube for you to watch.
That's right. So what do we got coming up with our first trailer, please, someone?
We have got Doctor Sleep.
Now then, it's taken, I don't know, 30 years or something? But for some reason, I don't know why, and I don't know who thought it would be a good idea, but they decided to do a sequel for The Shining. Yes, The Shining. Why can't they just leave well alone? Anyway, you have Ewan McGregor. He's always good. And he is supposedly the grown-up version of Danny, the little boy from the first film. And I don't know what's happened in between, because he's now like 40-something, and he was like 6 in the first film. So I don't know what's been happening in that 40 years since, you know. Did it just go away, and that was it? All right, and all those horrible things, like his crazy dad, played by Jack Nicholson, of course, the original. Who knows?
But it's based on a Stephen King novel. Is this a novel? Is Doctor Sleep another novel?
Well, Stephen King, of course, very famously hated the Stanley Kubrick version of The Shining.
Did he?
Yep. He likes all the really crap versions of his books.
The Dark Tower.
Yeah, all those ones. He likes all those. The only decent adaptation of a Stephen King book is The Shining, and he hates it. So there you go.
Wow.
Yeah, the boy, man with no lips. Anyway, you've got a few I think they're recreated shots in this, which of course was also very well done in Ready Player One,
that's
wasn't it?
That's what I thought.
Mm. So maybe they've used the same sets and things. Maybe they thought, oh yeah, we could do that, couldn't we? And it's also got some obvious references with the Red Rum and all that kind of thing. But I'm not really sure what the point is. He meets a young girl who's got the Shining as well. But it seems to be, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. But it's not based in one little place. And it seems to be quite a few people. And we've got some real cliche stuff with them in woods and things like that. I'm really, who else is in it? Do we know?
You've got Ewan McGregor, as we said. We've got Rebecca Ferguson.
All right, yeah.
And we've got Jacob Tremblay.
Okay. And directed by Mike Flanagan. Don't know him. When's it out?
Wait, you don't know him? How could you not know him? I don't know him either.
Mickey Flanagan.
If IMDb would work, I would click on it. Cockney comedian.
Probably not.
Internet's down. Nothing's working.
Okay. So, do we know when it's out? Sorry?
31st of October, Halloween.
31st of October, you see what they've done? How very clever with their marketing campaign.
Crazy.
So he's done a lot of very generic...
He did the Ouija board film.
Oh, God. Haunting on Hill House. Death Machines. Pinks All Out, one of those. Super Swank. It's all quality stuff. I suppose he's got it on the back of the Haunting of Hill House, the Netflix series.
Mm-hmm. But thumbs in the down.
A thumb is in the down? Yeah. I think a thumb will be in the down for me.
So is that two
thumbs down?
Okay,
let's move swiftly on then. Let's move on to the next trailer then, please, someone. Yeah, that is... See, I've even forgotten its title.
Dr. Zhivago.
Dr. Sleep. Well, they're just
it's
asking
putting me
for
to
it,
sleep.
Aren't they, really? Yeah. Anyway, what's the next trailer?
Official Secrets.
No, you can tell me. Come on. See what I did there?
Shut up.
All right, then.
It's a political thriller.
Yes. Based on...
Politics.
The illegal war by George Bush and Tony Blair. The illegal war in Iraq. And it's the true story of... Keira Knightley plays... I'm not sure her character. Can we find out her character's name, please?
Do this, someone. Do that. Do this.
Do that. Do the other. Yes. Catherine Gunn. All right. So Keira Knightley plays Catherine Gunn, who basically dobs the British government in and says, look, you dodgy geezers. Because that's exactly what did happen. So there you go. And Matt Smith, old Doctor Who himself there, plays an observer journalist who breaks the story. Which did happen. I remember it happening. It wasn't that long ago.
Well, it just say based on a true story, so you don't have to say, oh, this actually did happen after everything that happens.
Well, just because it's based on a true story doesn't mean actually things in there, because people will take liberties, won't they?
Was it actually Keira Knightley who did it?
Yeah, it was. Mm. Yeah, and that man, that Welsh man as well, Ifan Evans. So we got quite
George
a good cast,
Bush
actually.
In Ifan this Evans. Trailer is played by... None other than George Bush.
Yeah, and Tony Blair. That is played by Tony Blair. It's got Ralph Fiennes in it as well. So quite a good cast. Brits. So, kind of, I don't know. I don't know how much peril there is in this, because we know what happens. That's always the case with true stories. Has enough time moved on? Will there be a young audience who doesn't know anything about this? And we'll be going, oh, what's happening next? Because they don't actually know, because they're idiots, probably. So, yeah, all right. It's not bad. What do you think of it? Well, you're young. Do you know anything about this?
No.
Really?
Who's George Bush?
Oh,
who's
right,
Tony
okay.
Blair?
That's irony and humour.
Who's okay. Matt Smith?
Matt Smith.
I know stuff about it. No, I don't know the whole shebang. I know bits here and there. Everyone was in the wrong here. The big boys like the US and the UK were not too happy with what they did. But I don't know the depth of how it all ended.
Yeah, well, it's still going on, unfortunately.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. All right, okay.
That shows how little I know.
Yeah, okay. So when's this out? I've given you the cast there in a roundabout way.
18th of October 2019.
18th of October.
It's October week here. These have all coming out in October.
Are they? Every single one of them?
I don't know.
All right. So what are you going to do with your thumb with the old official secrets?
I'm not going to keep what I'm doing with my thumb secret, and I'm going to give it a thumb in the middle.
I will also give it a thumb in the middle. I'm not entirely sure if this is going to work or not. Maybe you get another story and how rubbish it is. I don't know.
Yes,
I really don't know. That's why.
For all of these...
Official Secrets, out on the 18th of October, and I'm going to thumb it in the middle. Let's move on to trailer number three, please.
Curfew. This is a... Ooh, what is this?
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't need to say any more than who is in it. Billy Zane. Okay, that tells you all you need to know.
So it's...
Z-list. B-movie.
It's
also got...
Idiot.
Is it? Get lost. This can't be a series.
Series.
What? Oh, my God. That really?
Yeah.
All right, let's explain what's going on. Go on.
So it starts off like, oh, there's a bloody curfew. We're all in our houses. We can't leave our houses. This is what the people want. And it plays it all serious. And you think, what's going on here? What the hell's up with this curfew, man? But then it stops being all kind of serious. And it goes balls to the wall.
That's this right.
Family of people and another family of people and a bunch of families of people. Getting in their cars and their bikes and their monster trucks.
And it turns into Death Race 2000 British version with a few sort of American actors thrown into the mix. Very, very strange. Just absolute B-movie.
It's not a movie.
Oh, yeah, but that's what it's like, though, isn't it? I know it's a series. You told me that.
B-series.
B-series. Anyway, it looks absolute garbage.
Mm-hmm.
It's got, I think it's, like you say, it starts off very serious and then it's got some attempts at humour.
Like a young man firing a bazooka
backwards.
The wrong way.
That's right. And
I've
a young girl.
Seen that before.
And a young girl with a machine gun who's pregnant. Oh, she's all right. She's quite nice when you get to know her.
That's the complete opposite of the joke.
Yeah, whatever.
Is it?
No, I don't know. You're not free.
No, you're not free from the show.
That's right. So it seems to be set in London, which is, or England anyway, and they've got to go from John O'Groats to...
Let's be honest, it looks American. So if it's set in England, it's going to be set in London because Americans only know of London.
Mm.
They think that the entire country is London.
Channel it's on? Is it going to be on Netflix? Is it going to be in Amazon? What is it?
It says it's on some
And when
Spectrum.
Is it Spectrum. Spectrum. What the hell is that? ZX Spectrum.
Never heard of it.
Okay.
Z Series Spectrum.
And it's out when, Cocker? Another October one?
Don't know.
Yeah, it's down the bottom there, if you look. There you go. First episode, 2019.
That doesn't say October, though, does it?
No, I made that up, didn't I?
Yeah.
I made that up. Anyway, it's out in October 2019. Probably. All right, so that is a new TV series called Curfew. What are you going to do with your thumb?
I'm going to get a thumb in the middle.
Oh, yeah? That's very generous.
Okay. I feel like it's so bad it's good.
It could be. Hopefully that's what they're going to go for, because if they're going to try and take it seriously and try and do something that's decent, they're going to fail miserably, thumb down from me.
Also, it's a series, so I'm not going to watch it.
No, it's
a film. That's 2 hours of my time.
Yeah.
It's a series.
Yeah.
And if it's an American series.
So it'll be like 13 episodes or something stupid.
Yeah. It'll be 30 episodes, 30 seasons. They'll do the Simpsons formula.
Yeah. For 25, 35 years or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's have some music, Cocker, and then we'll continue with trailers here on the Baba Big Show.
Hell yeah, Big Bad Noise by Age of Trance was the song you just heard. And you're listening to the nation's greatest radio show as voted at the MTV Kids' Choice Awards. And we're halfway through...
Trailers!
Where we look at five trailers from A to B.
From A to B? What?
We look at five trailers from film to TV, which is what I meant to say.
Oh, it kind of works.
And we look at whether we think they're good, bad, or somewhere in the middle. And what have we had so far?
We've had Doctor Sleep, which we both get thumbs down. Mm. We had Official Secrets, which we both get thumbs in the middle. And then we had Curfew, which you give a thumb in the middle and I give a thumb down.
Oh, controversial.
So our fourth trailer on this week's trailers here on the Papa Big Show is...
The Banana Splits movie.
Well, what can you possibly say? Now, are you familiar with the original television series, children's show?
Nuh-uh.
Okay, so in the 1970s, there was this very psychedelic children's show called The Banana Splits. Now, you will have heard the song. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with that
song. I want banana, two banana, three banana, four, etc. Okay, so that's quite famous, and that's where it comes from. And it was a very trippy, very strange programme. And it used to have some brilliant cartoons within it as well. So it was much loved by people who were children in the 70s.
People who were children in the 70s.
So they've done a big movie spin-off.
It?
I did, yeah. We used to watch it all the time, me and Uncle Biggs, as little Bobby Loos. Anyway, they've done a Banana Splits movie. So that'll be nice, won't it? For the kids, bringing back these well-loved characters. Flegal, Meagle, Spoogle and... Dwarf, I can't remember the names. Flegel is the only one I can remember. Anyway, Snork, I think there was one. Anyway, they, yeah. Well, I don't know who's got the rights to it, who's bought the rights to it, but they must have bought the original costumes or something because they are just blokes dressed up in these big, weird costumes. And they've made a horror movie out of it.
What? This is crazy.
They've made a horror movie out of a beloved children's classic. Why? I don't know. I suppose because they're aiming it at that particular same market rather than trying to recreate a children's show. Because that's all these grown-up people who were in the children in the 70s who remember this much-loved classic and always knew it was a bit bloody weird. So let's turn it into an absolute horror nightmare. So that begs the question, doesn't it? What other 1970s children's shows would make good horror movies?
Rainbow.
Rainbow, yes. Rod, Jane and Freddie and Bungle, Zippy and George as some cult. Like, yeah. Manson family in
Button
that house.
Moon. Button like Moon. Coraline.
Yeah, that's you could make Button Moon like Alien, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Be like a space horror. I was thinking there's some that wouldn't even need changing. You could just put some like spooky music over the top of them and wouldn't even need to change them, such as Crystal, Tips and Alistair and Ludwig, which was basically an egg who lived in a tree and was based on Beethoven.
Ooh, crazy.
Yeah, absolutely weird.
You could do it with Duckula as well, because he's already...
Oh, yeah, he's already a vampire.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, that could work.
I don't know how you could get the duck part in there, but you've got the vampire, you're vampire halfway
duck.
There.
Yeah.
There's the guy with the patch on his trousers. Mm. Who was he? What's he called? Have I made that up?
Never heard of him. Anyway, this is the Banana Splits movie. I really don't know what to make of this. It just looks like a basic generic horror movie with the usual tropes, but they've obviously got these costumes, and that's the only original thing about it.
And the name, the Banana Splits movie, which means that the original creators probably allowed for this to be made.
Yeah.
Which just confuses me.
Well, they might be broke and just sold the costumes off. But it does, because they've called it the Banana Splits movie, and I wonder if people don't do actual research and don't watch the trailer, and they just think, oh, Banana Splits, I used to love that as a kid, I put that on for my five-year-old, and don't even watch it. And just press play. Imagine that.
Could you imagine?
It reminds me of my friend Paul Kopak, who had two twin girls of about 5 years old, and he misremembered what Gremlins was. He thought it was a lovely little kids' film with fluffy little Mogwai, and he put it on for them, these two little five-year-old girls, and just kind of left it, really. And they were distraught in tears. The 15 rating should have really...
Why are you laughing?
Because he's an idiot.
If you're listening to
Paul Kopak, you're an idiot.
We watched,
I think they're all right now. I think they're all right now. Although they might still be waking up in cold sweats.
Me and some too.
Yeah.
We watched, you had something recorded. It was an animated film, but it wasn't a kid's film. It was like that old man who writes
Mary
letters.
And Max.
Yeah, we watched that.
It was a brilliant film about a man with Asperger's and his little pen pal, who is this little girl who lives on the other side of the world. It's a lovely film. And it's got a couple of swear words in it. And it deals with adult themes of like loneliness and everything like that. But it's a beautiful film and beautifully animated. And I do not regret you watching that. And you both liked it, didn't you?
We were about 3 and 5.
No, you weren't. No, you were not. You were much older than that.
No, we were.
You were at least 7 and 5.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
You two had left the house.
Is anybody of any note in the Banana Splits movie? And when is it out, someone?
It's a bunch of people who can't act. I'm telling you that just from the trailer alone. Danny Kind, Finley Wojtak Hisong, and Romeo Correa.
Scroll down, has it got the name of the... It's not got the name of the characters, has it?
Nope, I'll Google that for you.
Yeah, because that's annoying me. I remember Flegel and Snork, but what are the other two called? Tell me, it's going to annoy me.
Flegel, Bingo, Darupa, and Snorky.
Snorky, right. Flegel, Bingo. All right, okay.
Thumb down.
Thumb down for me. Let's do our last trailer, please, someone.
Yeah, this is The Art of Self-Defense. It is a film, not a TV show. And it's hitting cinema screens soon, but we don't have a release date. And it's about Jesse Eisenberg, who's this little nerd who does some self-defense lessons and he beats up the people who were mean to him.
Okay, so Jesse Eisenberg, with a real stretch for him, is playing a loner who's got kind of issues about being socially inept. Well, that's unusual for Jesse Eisenberg. Anyway, he's a real loser and he's a very, very nervous character. And he gets very upset and he's terrified of everybody and everything. So he takes self-defense classes, karate classes. Now, it is definitely an offbeat, dark comedy. And the trailer starts off quite serious and then it starts to insert these subtle little awkward moments and slapstick humor in there. It reminds me of things like Fight Club. And of that ilk, and it's quite dark and it deals with serious themes, but it does it with some, well, rather twisted humour as well at the same time. So a man is attacked at random on the street. He enlists a local dojo and led by a charismatic and mysterious sensei in an effort to learn how to defend himself. That is the basic synopsis, but it goes further on than that, doesn't it, in the trailer?
Mm-hmm.
Because this charismatic sensei.
Sensei?
Whatever.
Yeah.
His karate teacher. There's something else going on. And there's also a girl in there as well. And she's kind of bullying
there's
him.
There's also a girl
in there. Who's kind of bullying him. Well, I mean, well, she doesn't really, you know, he doesn't say what her name is or anything like that. So let's just have a look at the rest of the cast. We know Jesse Eisenberg's in it. Who else is in there? Alessandro Nivola plays his teacher, and Imogen Poots, is Anna, the girl, as I mentioned.
Mm-hmm. If this had more symmetrical shots, I would have been convinced this was a Wes Anderson film.
Mm.
If this had more awkward moments, I would have been convinced it was a Jared Hess film.
Mm.
If this had more New Zealand accents, I would have been convinced this is a Taika Waititi film.
And I think you've hit the nail on the head, and that's definitely the kind of audience they're going for, mm-hmm. And that is definitely what everything that you always mock me for, because you know what I'm going to do with my thumb with this one, don't
thumb
you?
Up.
Thumb up from Big Papa Biggs, because this is my kind of film. A little offbeat drama that's got humour, that's got drama, that's got poignancy, that's got pathos. I like all that. And good performances, and it's well written. And it's a little bit different. It's trying to do something different. I like that. I like that a lot.
So I said it wasn't directed by any of these people. It's directed by Riley Stearns.
Mm-hmm.
No idea who that is, because he doesn't seem to have done any other
films.
He's
only done one other film.
Faults.
Called Faults, which...
Never heard of it.
Interesting. So there you go. I do quite like the look of this. The Art of Self-Defense.
I'm going to give it a thumb in the middle.
Anyway, you go over to YouTube and you check out our playlist and you watch these trailers for yourselves and you decide what you want to do with your own thumb. But let's have a recap on this week's trailers, please, someone.
Dr. Sleep, two thumbs down. Official Secrets, two thumbs in the middle. Curfew, thumb down from you and a thumb in the middle from me. The Banana Splits movie, two thumbs down. The Art of Self-Defense, which was a thumb up from you and a thumb in the middle from me.
Which just leaves us with one question. What is our trailer of the week? Well, for me, it has got to be, obviously, The Art of Self-Defense. But what about you, someone?
I'm going to go with Curfew, just because it looks so, so abysmal. I like it.
Okay, then. So, someone's recommendation is Curfew and Miley, The Art of Self-Defense.
Haunted.
That was the Pogues with Haunted. I get the feeling we're being a bit lazy with our segues here.
Yeah, well, we did quite a few zingers last week, didn't we?
Zingers?
Yeah.
Okay, then. But we'll zing on over and do the next thing.
Which is trailers.
Idiot.
What have you been reading? What have you been watching? What have you been watching? What have you been reading? What have you been reading? What have you been watching? What have you been watching? What have you been reading? What have you been watching?
Yes, of course, it's what you've been watching and what you've been reading in the part of the show where we look at what you've been watching and what you've been reading in the past week. What have you been reading?
I have, and almost finished as well this week, a fiction novel by Ray Bradbury called Something Wicked This Way Comes. Have you ever heard of this?
I have, yeah.
And what do you know about it?
It's about a wicked man and he's coming.
So that's a no then?
There's a Rick and Morty episode called Something Wicked This Way Comes. And
right.
It's about the devil opening a shop.
Oh, it's nothing to do with that.
Okay.
Okay, it's about a carnival coming to a very small town in the Midwest. I think it's set in the 1940s in America, so it's all quite just sort of post-Depression era. And there is very strange goings on. It's not very PC, because it's written in the 1950s, I think.
Oh, who's it offensive to?
Well, it's got like dwarves and bearded ladies and all that kind of freaks and all that kind of thing. So, and that's the kind of language it uses as well. But it kind of works.
Mean.
It kind of works because it is a horror story. So
we need to cancel Ray Bradbury.
No,
We can't give him a platform.
No, I've only read one of the Ray Bradbury novel, which was The Martian Chronicles, but I have seen a couple of films based on Ray Bradbury books, which is Fahrenheit 451 and The Illustrated Man. But I need to read those books because they're jolly good, I believe. Anyway,
no,
I did like Martian Chronicles, and I am not far off finishing Something This Wicked This Way Comes, and I have enjoyed it, even though, for my liking, it's a little bit overwritten.
Oh, is it too complicated for you?
No, it's a little bit flowery in its language. It's a little bit over complex. It's just kind of showing off. It's not really adding to the narrative or anything like that.
Come on, Ray.
It's just kind
Show
of.
Off.
It is a little bit. It is a bit silly in that respect. But once you get used to it, you can, because the story and the characters are so strong, you kind of forgive him and you get on with it.
I felt that same way about Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Mm, I think it must be, it's because of the kind of eras they're written in, so those older novels.
Where it was all about class, and they needed to, if they used a big word, like galumphant, is that a real word?
It is now.
If they use a word such as that, they'll look dapper, and they'll get higher status.
So they're being rather verbose.
Yeah, they're being really verbose.
Yeah, see. So, what did you read this week?
I read.
Good, I'm glad you did. Because then you'd be able to tell us all about it, won't you?
So I didn't actually read this.
What a huge pause with dead air. I read.
There's another one. I didn't read this week because I've been reading something that I've talked about before. So, excuse me.
And you?
I read this week, wink wink, I read Cable, Past Fears.
All right, so you read a magazine about Leeds.
Cable is that guy with the metal arm. and the flaring eye. And he's an old man, and he's from the X-Men, believe it or not. I've been reading X-Men.
So this is like Old Man Logan. It's another one where you've got one of the X-Men as an old man.
Cable is an old man.
Oh, is he?
That's his thing.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's always been an old man.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's only because he's not an old man in Deadpool 2.
No, I just assumed in the comics he wasn't an old man.
No, he's an old man, kind of. He's like your age-ish.
Oh, that's something in the something that Wicked This Way Comes. That obviously the mortality rate back in the 40s was a lot lower, wasn't it?
Mm.
And this kid's dad, Will, the character, his dad, George, right, they constantly refer to him as an old man,
like
little old
or
man,
something.
And he's 54. It's like, I'm like, what? What?
That really hit you, didn't it?
Yeah.
Considering you're 50.
Yeah.
So this is kind of an anthology. It's set in five different time periods in Cable's history. And it actually goes back in time. So the newest one is the first one and the oldest one is the last one.
Clever.
It is quite clever because it's got this overarching story, but it works in reverse, like Memento, kind of.
Yeah. Non-linear narrative.
Non-linear narrative. So the artwork's good. It's by Germán Peralta.
Mm. Okay.
He's got very good artwork.
Yeah, that is very good. Yeah, looking at it now, that's very, very good.
It's very fluid and well animated.
Fluid, yeah. It jumps out of the page.
Yep.
Yes.
And it's written by Zach Thompson and Lonnie Nadler.
Are they all right?
They're pretty good, yeah, especially considering this is quite an impressive story.
Mm.
And it's quite interesting to see different periods in the character's history.
Is this a standalone story, then, or is it a...
It's five issues and five different time periods.
Oh, okay.
Modern day, like 2006, two from the 90s, and then one of him in the future. But it's him as a baby in the future because he's from the future. But his parents, Slim and Red, who are also Jean Grey and Scott Summers, are his parents, but they're not from the future, but they're in the... I'm going to stop talking because I've put
people
off.
Too confusing. Too confusing. That's what you've been reading.
It's a deep continuity dive. What did you watch?
Ah, well, this week I watched, and I had a conversation with Uncle Biggs and a friend of mine called Chris Dan about a film we watched quite a lot when we were probably around about 15 years old, a long time ago. In fact, we were exactly 15 years old in 1984 when it was released, so that would make sense.
Let's see if it was actually released in 1984 in the UK.
I think you'll find it probably was.
IMDb didn't say.
Okay. Well, anyway, it probably was released then. And we remembered it being very enjoyable and good fun and having a good soundtrack.
Let me guess. You rewatched it and it wasn't.
It was weird. It was exactly how I remembered it. But obviously 50-year-old me is very different to 50-year-old me. Directed by Walter Hill, who has done some great films like Driver and Warriors, etc., back in the 70s. And it stars Michael Paré, who was also in Warriors, Diane Lane and Rick Moranis. You remember Rick Moranis? He was great.
No.
So he's in a straight role here, which is unusual for little Rick.
He should play gay men.
No, he's... What?
He's in a straight role here.
Oh, right, I see what you did. Now, he's the little nerdy fella in Ghostbusters with the glasses, and he's also in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and stuff. It's Rick Moranis anyway, but he's playing a straight role anyway, and it's very bizarre. It does start off with the caveat at the start saying another time, another place, meaning it's some kind of alternative world or parallel universe, because it doesn't really make sense, and the plot is it's a basic sort of Western type plot of Drifter coming into town and saving the day, getting the girl, killing the baddies, saving the planet, or in this case just saving the town. But it's very strange. It's just really weird. It's kind of like a 1980s version of what the 50s looks like, which is weird. Anyway, I still kind of enjoyed it, but I don't think it's one of those ones I'll be showing to you and to the rest of the family, because I don't think you would enjoy it. I think I only enjoyed it because I remember watching it as a kid. Willem Dafoe's in it as well. It's one of his breakthrough early roles. He's a young man in this. So that was Streets of Fire. That's what I watched. What did you watch this week?
Well, you know, something that annoys me about the Papa Big Show
is just the one thing.
Yeah. Is that we split trailers up, but we don't split what we're watching reading up. So we finish what we're watching reading, and then we have two songs to play right at the very end. Really grinds my gears. What have you been watching?
Yeah, that was Honky Tonk Woman by the Rolling Stones. So you very cleverly teased the audience there, those poor Papa Biggses, when you broke it up. So what have you been watching this week, someone?
I watched X-Men Apocalypse. Now, I know what you're thinking, X-Men, oh, someone, that's really someone of you, but you're the one who wanted to watch this. You're the one who said, I want to watch X-Men Apocalypse.
Well, because I had absolutely no memory of this film whatsoever. So we had seen it. Did we go to the cinema to watch it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And obviously, Dark Phoenix is out at the moment, and you want to see that because...
Past tense.
Okay. So we thought, you know, catch up on this. And I just wanted to see, because I didn't remember it at all. The only thing I remembered, Oscar Isaac's in a pyramid at the start, and that was it.
And he's bald.
Yeah, he's bald.
Did you remember him being bald, or is that bald. One of the things you forgot?
No, I didn't remember that.
Damn. So it's set in the 80s, which is problematic in lots of ways. And it's about...
The 80s were.
Yeah, it's about the X-Men. A really motley crew of people over here. We've got what?
But you, no. Just going back to your point about it being problematic about the 80s. It's that thing, is it? Because it's a follow-on. It's the third film that follows on from First Class, X-Men First Class,
which
and then
the
X-Men Days of Future Past.
It's in the 70s. This
there
is
you
in
go.
The 80s.
And the 80s.
So Dark Phoenix is set in the 90s.
For some reason, they just go a decade at a time, and obviously the actors haven't aged an entire decade. So it makes no sense at all.
If you've got James McAvoy and Michael Fassbender as Magneto and Professor X from 1963 all the way up to 92 or 93.
They look exactly the same.
But then in the year 2000, they're supposed to look like Patrick Stewart and Ian McKellen.
Yeah.
And also there's about three Cyclopses. There's the one in Origins, there's this one, and then there's the one in the main series.
Yeah.
There's Beast. I guess Beast kind of lines up, except him being really young.
Yeah.
The two angels doesn't make sense because he's in Last Stand. It's a whole tin of worms, isn't it?
Can of worms.
Tin of drink. It's a whole tin of drink. So there's this really... Apocalypse is rubbish, honestly. The villain himself. He's played by Oscar Isaac. And he's in the first 10 minutes he's on screen... They build him up to be this powerful guy. And he just gets destroyed by, like, lasers and fire at the end. I'll go through what I liked as well. I like the Quicksilver scene with the mansion.
But again, that was just a recreation, really, of the one they did in First Class.
Days of Future Past.
Days of Future Past, was it?
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah. Days of Future Past, which was great, which is a great scene.
That's one of my favourite... I think that might be my favourite X-Men film other than Logan, Days of Future Past.
Mm.
Of course, Magneto and Professor X are very good in this.
Mm.
The kids are quite well cast as well. I think Jean Grey and Cyclops are relatively well cast. But Mystique's in it too much. And she's not even blue.
I mean, like you said, that it's Jennifer Lawrence. We paid for Jennifer Lawrence, so we need to stick her on the screen as much as possible. As Jennifer Lawrence as well, not as a blue girl.
Yeah. And it pisses me off how there's so many new characters introduced, like Storm and Psylocke and Angel and Jubilee, and they all have about a minute of screen time.
Well, even Nightcrawler's not used either, is he?
No.
He's just kind of, there's Nightcrawler. I'm like, okay, what are you going to do with him? Nothing.
Yeah.
He just kind of responds to all the things.
Most of the ones that they introduce are villains. Mm. Angels, Psylocke and Storm are the horsemen of Apocalypse for no reason. Mm. And Magneto has the same arc he always has. It's too late, Charles. No, Eric, they're still good
they're
in you.
They're still good in you, Eric.
They actually
said it in
this film.
Too late for me now, Charles.
And we both laughed.
Let's play chess.
And it ends with a scene with them all in their 90s costumes. Oh my god, they're in their 90s costumes. They look so cool. The next film's set in the 90s. They're going to wear them. No black jumpsuits again. So, as if that didn't leave a bad enough taste in my mouth. Screen goes black and then whoosh, directed by Bryan Singer.
Ah, nonce.
problematic figure. We'll say allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah.
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 Okay. So that was what we've been watching and what we've been reading.
Okay, on Papa Big Show.
The greatest radio show since.
Since the previous week.
Since Chris Evans was kicked off of Radio 2.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. He's doing his thing down at Virgin now.
The greatest radio show since Capital Breakfast with Roman Kemp.
Since Sliced Egg.
Best things. So that's the Papa Big Show. We're going to have to call it wraps.
We're going to have to call it a day. But you can listen to us every single day of the week if you like at 7 a.m. or 5 p.m. here on us. That's radio.co.uk. Or
you can listen to us on podcast form on Spotify, on Anchor, on Google Podcasts, the whole shebang.
Because we know what busy lives you lead.
Yeah, you can listen at any time. You can listen on the bus, on the toilet, wherever you want.
But be warned. You will not be able to listen to the funky sounds of us as radio if you do the podcast.
So until next time, see you next time.
Auf Wiedersehen. Thanks for the memories. And we'll leave you with Mr. Leonard Cohen.
With memories.